Hey everybody, Bob Lee here. I normally don't promote dates, but I'm going to be at the Brea Improv May 3rd and May 4th. Come check it out.
Hey, it's Andrew Santino. I definitely promote dates. I'm going to be in Tampa April 26th, 27th. Then I'm going to Phoenix May 3rd and 4th when he's in Brea. Then I'm in Nashville May 10th and 12th. In Dallas, Texas, May 31st. Then I go to San Francisco. We added shows in Dallas and San Francisco. Go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. AndrewSantino.com.
You two are bad.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Put the lotion in the basket, Jesse's girl.
I wish I had Jesse's girl. Jesse's girl. Why can't I find a co-host like that? Jesse's back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse's back.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk like this the whole time.
Oh, good. That'll be good
for
us.
It's a new character I'm working on, guys. You'll see the variety of characters I come up with this year.
It's because you've been having a lot of sex.
Right? Oh, what about this guy? I can do that, too. I'm not having any sex.
I thought you were.
No. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
He's having a lot of sex.
No, I'm born again Christian.
Then what's this?
Oh, wow.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that?
Yo, be careful.
Brain.
Wow.
The fake paparazzi?
Who's that girl?
I don't know who that person is.
Who's that?
I have no idea who that is. Watch what she does here, though.
We got Bobby Lee getting into his dented Audi.
So this is what happened. We go around the car. She's so nervous that I go, what are you doing on this side? Go around.
She was...
She thought you were your Uber?
She was like, what is going on here? Because they're flashing. And then she was like... I could go around.
You should have opened the door for her.
I don't do that anymore.
Should have done. Why? What do you mean?
Because I'm Jesse's girl.
Yeah. Anyway.
So wait a minute.
What's a Hollywood curtain?
Where was this? What restaurant?
Oh, I'll show you what it's called. I forgot. It's an Italian restaurant called.
God, you're so famous.
I'm not famous. Shut the. I love you.
Giorgio Baldi.
Yeah, Giorgio Baldi.
Oh, nice.
Have you been there?
No. I'm not fancy like you.
Well, shut up. You're more fancy than me. You're the one that knows all the restaurants in every city that we go to. You're the one that like knows all the. You have to do the playlists whenever we're in a restaurant. I got the playlist because you know all the music. You know everything. So don't tell me that you don't know.
I wish I had Jesse's girl.
Okay. Na-na-na-na.
Bobby Lee steps out with an unknown female on a rainy night in L.A. Doesn't bother opening the door for her to his dented Audi A5. Bobby. Bobby. Is that your dented Audi?
Shut up.
That's awesome, dude. That's so cool to get paparazzi'd like that.
So here's, I want to start off the show by saying, I want to apologize to the people, the women that have been in Miss America pageants. And then they, you know, they get asked that question when they're in their bathing suit or whatever. And what I realize is this. Those pageant questions are difficult.
Well, let's hear
it. No one can answer. So I want to do a thing to see if we can answer if we were a Miss America.
Good.
Here are the categories.
No, what do you mean? There's categories?
Yeah. And
like
there's
trivia.
Yeah.
No, but you know how they, so I'm Miss Korea.
Mm. You wish.
Yeah,
you're Miss North Korea.
I can be North Korea.
You sure could.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm up there in my bathing suit. And who's the guy? Who's the Mexican dude that does it?
Mexican dude?
Yeah, who's the guy that Hollywood, Mario Lopez.
Oh.
Is that his name?
Yes, Mario.
Mario, doesn't he sometimes ask it?
Let's go back to when Trump used to do it, though.
All right.
Yeah.
How did you prepare for this pageant? How did you prepare? Miss North Korea, some say best set of tits.
Not that question. Give me another question, like more of a worldly question. Here we go.
What pageant queen did you look up to?
So I'm Miss.
Give me the question. Zoom.
Yeah,
in.
Miss. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. All right, Miss North Korea. What makes you unique?
Oh, what made me unique is that.
Hold on. Stop for a second.
You're already done. That's insane.
I want to do it. I want to say.
Very difficult.
It's very difficult. But I want to be as. I don't want to go for comedy. I want to really see if I can answer it as a Miss U.S. Miss something.
You don't want to go for comedy?
No, I want to see if I want to just see if I can be like, if I know.
If you don't want to go for comedy, take this bit to that Tiger Belly show that you do.
Go ahead now. All right, I miss Korea. Go ahead.
Jesus. Okay.
Hello.
No. Okay. That one's good. That one's good. That one I like. All right. Miss North Korea.
Yeah.
If I gave you $1,000, what would you do with it?
Oh, for me, what I would do is I would save some for future. I would buy my parents a meal. I would probably invest for my family, but then also give to the community and give them, you know, food.
Very good.
Is that good?
Wow. Not really.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you now.
Go ahead.
Who are you, Miss Ireland?
Sure.
You hate this bit.
No, I love it.
All right.
I am Miss Ireland.
All right, right?
No, I really like it.
But I'm Mario Lopez.
That's okay.
I don't know how to do an impression.
No, that sounds like him.
Yeah, what's up? Mario Lopez here. What's up? Oh, so Miss Ireland.
Are you doing George Lopez or Mario Lopez? Which one are you doing?
I'm doing a combination.
Okay.
All the Lopez.
All right, I'm Miss Ireland.
All right.
Go on then for the judges.
Yo, so Miss Ireland.
Hi.
If I have an imaginary box in front of me, what's inside of it?
Well, it's up to your imagination, isn't it? I mean, if you had an imaginary box in front of you,
yeah.
What would I hope is inside of it?
Yes.
World peace.
Wow, that's so good.
I'm hoping you would open the box and world peace would break out.
That's so good.
All over the world. Stop the wars. Give back the hostages.
Okay, what are you? You Miss Phoenix?
I thought you were going to say a pot of gold.
Oh, but yeah.
I'll be Miss Phoenix.
Yeah, Miss Phoenix.
All right.
I like how you guys were countries, but I'll just be
Phoenix is kind of its own country.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Miss Phoenix, put the mic up closer. It
keeps falling down.
We'll tighten it up.
Who was sitting in this chair, by the way? It's really stretched out.
The goop.
Miss Arizona, hi. Yo, Mario Lopez here. What's up? And we got Trump here too, man.
Hello, Miss Arizona. One of my favorite places to golf and get hookers.
Yeah. If I, let me ask you a question. If I looked at your social media, what would I notice first?
Hi, I think my social media, you would see me helping a lot of children, getting off the heat. They're boiling out there on the sidewalks, just boiling children. And I go out there and I scoop them up and I have a really air conditioned basement can I start over? That's quite weird. I shouldn't have told you about the basement.
Yeah.
I give a lot back to the homeless.
When I look at your social media, Miss Arizona, yeah. I look for your tit pics. That's all I want.
There's a lot of those.
When your boobies are out.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Miss North Korea.
Yes. Hi.
This one's so good.
Hello.
Do you support Medicare for all?
See, this is where it gets hard.
Yeah.
These are the questions that fuck you up.
Oh, totally. Right?
Do I support... You repeat the question always to kill time.
That's smart.
Do I support... What is it again?
Miss North Korea, do you support Medicare for all?
Well, in North Korea, we don't have a Medicare.
Oh.
We don't even have a care. we got what we call nothing. You know, so I support Medicare if you care for people.
Medicare-less?
Medicare-less. That's what we have there in North Korea. But if in United States, I believe that everyone have a right to get health care. I think it's a human right.
Okay, Miss Arizona, recently President Trump has said the United States has an immigration crisis at the southern border. Do you agree? Why or why not?
Yeah, well, especially since he's here. I really agree.
Answer carefully, bitch. Yeah.
I really was disappointed when Arizona turned blue. If you elect me as your woman president, I will...
What?
Yeah, MAGA. She's a MAGA girl.
But she's not running for president.
No.
Miss America's woman president.
It's what?
Oh.
That's president for women.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one's really good.
No, I'm going to ask you now.
Oh, I see the one I want next.
Okay. Miss Ireland. Well, can you be someone in Italy. Go be Italy now.
Okay. Miss Italy. Yes.
Miss Italy, many Americans believe we should focus on fixing the Earth before traveling into space. How do you feel about NASA's missions to the Moon and Mars?
Well, To be honest, I don't give a shit about Moon and Mars. To me, it's all about on the, you know, just to be in Capri and be on the island and smoke and drink.
Yes,
in Italy, we don't care about any of this bullshit.
Wow.
We want to fuck and eat.
Thank you, Miss Italy.
I used to fuck a guy named Mars.
Oh, Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah, you fuck Bruno.
He came up to perform. I let him suck on my titties out on the beach. But for the most part, I don't care. Go to Earth, don't come back. Fuck off. It's okay.
Yeah. You also fuck Dana Moon.
Yes, the comedian. Yeah, the comedian. Only when she is in the character.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right, Miss North Korea, finally.
Why do I?
Okay, sorry about that.
Give me a different country.
Yeah, Miss Japan. Oh. Miss Japan,
hello.
What does it mean to be a woman?
What does it mean to be a woman? Yeah. Oh my God, it means so much. It gives life. Being a woman is about being nurture. It's about warmth. It's about, care. You know, care? That's what it is.
That's a really good answer. Nurture, warmth, care.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
I'm trying to be, there's no comedy there. But
How often should a woman give head?
Yeah.
She's very nasty.
But I'm trying to give answers that's going to win me the competition.
That is good. You would not win, but you'd do good. You'd fare okay.
What do you mean? If I was a hot girl, I would win with that answer.
No, you wouldn't.
If I was a hot girl.
Because what does it mean to be a woman? So much.
Right.
It means everything.
It does mean.
It's everything.
Yeah. Power.
Power.
Dude, you know how much power you guys have?
No, not really. I don't think I'm using all the power.
You don't use, you know what, dude? You know what you're like? You're like Wolverine not using the claws.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you got to use them.
Yeah, you don't ever use your power.
Okay, just give me an example where I can use my women power.
I don't want to. I mean, you know.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know. I'm not using my full potential.
Well, can I just, I'll tell
Spoken like a true woman.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I am doing it. No.
You're doing it perfectly.
No, I would just be like, if I was a woman, I'll just say, how would I use my power?
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have an OnlyFans, right? And I would just take my vaginal lips like a bat wing and just be flying. Like flying, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And I would get a bunch of followers.
Tons.
Right? Do
that
4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone can come in.
Open for
business.
Yeah.
And then retire.
I saw a girl do a video about the house she bought with the OnlyFans money. It was like, if it was TikTok or something. And it was incredible. She's like, I'd like to thank 200,000 men all around the world for buying me this house. And I was like, that's fucking amazing. And it was huge. It was such a nice big house. Is that OnlyFans 8? No.
But how do we?
Luxury house tour, 21-year-old OnlyFans model. Is that it?
Welcome to my house tour.
Oh yeah.
This is my house tour, where I show you around my humble abode. This is a really long-awaited video. I've been at my house for 7 months. Finally got everything how I wanted it. I'm such a perfectionist. I literally wasn't gonna show you guys without making it perfect. We are starting on the bottom floor. I've got 3 floors. We're starting inside the house because I'm not gonna show you guys outside my house for privacy.
It's funny that we just talked about like the depths of being a woman and then we clicked on this video.
Yeah.
This was the most powerful woman you're telling me?
It's the most powerful woman in the world. She's running for president next year. She might win.
You know what? I apologize.
To whom?
To Jesse.
Why?
I'm saying that you're not using your power. You are using your power. You're doing it in the right way.
I think you were joking, right?
I was.
Oh. I don't think so.
Oh no, you're being serious?
Yeah.
I was kidding. Yeah, I was obviously kidding. But I'm just saying, just jokes aside, though. I think that you work so hard, you take so many risks, and you walk through so much bravery, and you do it with ethically and.
Can I ask you something?
What?
What does walk through bravery mean?
I liked it, but I don't know either.
When you walk through bravery, what is that?
Well, you have bravery, right?
Yeah, I see it.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Envision it.
Oh, hold on, let me. Yeah, there, I see it right there. There it is.
All right. You know what a cartoon brick wall is?
I mean, I'm guessing it sounds like what it is.
Yeah. Now think of a cartoon brick bravery wall.
I got it.
Right?
Yeah, I got it.
Now imagine just going through it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Breaking
that's through
what,
bravery.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
right.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It took me a second, but I guess.
Yeah. Maybe I said that wrong.
No, you didn't.
You're brave. But you also walk through it.
Oh, wow.
Is that better?
Much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I could be using my pussy way more.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'd be unstoppable.
Now, when, when you see a video like that, how do you feel?
Aroused.
The OnlyFans video girl?
Yeah, doing a house tour.
I feel like good for that fucking chick for making money off people that wanted to pay to see
me
her,
too,
and then she
too.
Bought a house.
Me too, that's good.
It's fucking rad. Iggy Azalea made $9.2 million
on OnlyFans.
On OnlyFans, and it's our only, and it's April.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Coco Austin, that is, that's, I don't know who that is, actually. Mia Khalifa, the porn star. Erica Mina. Tana Manju. Gemma McCourt. Denise Richards? The actress? Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is that report from? Does that say Tokyo News?
Tuco News.
Same thing.
I love it. I get all my news from Tuco News.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, guys, forget Fox or CNBC. Tuco News is going to have the plug. And all the Iggy Azalea made $9.2 million so far in 2024. That's
insane.
Fucking bonkers.
That's great.
No, that's insane. Give us some. How come we're not doing a Bad Friends OnlyFans?
I know. How much do you think we can make, though?
Not a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show my taint.
You do every night anyway.
That's free.
Yeah, it's free. I give it away to for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denise Richards is not naked on her OnlyFans. There's no fucking way.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Oh my God.
You have an yeah, he has an account.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he does. Subscribe. It's free for 30 days. And then after that, forget to cancel and you'll be charged $35 a month. Big deal. Get over it.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Can you go zoom down to see if there's any, like, there we go.
So it's her getting her hair done, her in gowns. There's her tushy.
Okay. Good for
I'm
her.
Saving it. I'm saving it because I got a lot of heat right now. Thanks to you guys. So if I get to like 70 and I don't have any more heat, then I'll release them.
I think you should save this. Save it till marriage. Save your OnlyFans till marriage. Once you get married, then open up an OnlyFans.
Well, then, yeah, my husband can film it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a partner in crime then.
I went to the La Jolla Comedy Store last week and I walked in and this girl that's working there, her name is Char. She's a Middle Eastern comedian. She's from Poway. She lives in Poway.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm the one that's, I have your only fan, the Bobby Lee Army fan page. And I run it.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was so sweet. I know, it's nice to meet you. She was so sweet.
What were you doing down in La Jolla? You just did a pop-in?
No, Saturday morning, I woke up. I went to the La Valencia Hotel, spent the night there. Went to the store and then spent the night there to give Dan a 40-year cake.
I saw the photo.
At his men's meeting.
40-year sober anniversary cake.
Oh, shout out Dan. He's
and then
awesome.
It was great because
it looked like a supermarket cake.
Didn't miss that. I'll tell you that.
You're really going to fucking piss me off today. I'm not in the mood to fucking play right now, dude. I mean, what is one... Number one, do you know how AA meetings work?
No.
Okay. So every week, and Carlos can back me up, right?
You look like a supermarket cake.
Dude, you're a fucking piece of
fucking
shit.
Fucking piece of shit. So this is how it works.
Was it? Was it?
It was.
This is how it works, man.
Where was it? Was it Ralph's?
I don't know. I didn't even look at the cake.
It was Vaughn's?
Yeah. This is how it works.
John's.
Every year, they do like a, you know, they do a group group meeting. Where they nominate people that do like chairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a newcomer and they go, who wants the cake commitment? Some newcomer raises his hand, I'll do it. So every week his job is to go to anywhere and buy a cake and bring it to the meeting, right? I don't know where the fuck it's from, but that's not the point of the birthday.
Oh, I see.
40 years of sobriety is a huge deal, man.
That's what I thought. It would be a better cake.
Dude, what's wrong? Dude, honestly.
Dude.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
They didn't say sober for 40 years for the cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but kind of.
You've been mouthing off, dude.
It's the baby. I think it's keeping him up at night. He's getting a little bitter and angry.
Anyway, so I went to this men's meeting.
Look at that fuck. You look like a highlighter, by the way. You look like a stupid fucking highlighter. Right? He looks like a fucking highlighter. Look at him.
He wants to be noticed, so bright colors.
Yeah. It's look at how loud that outfit is. It's like he fell out of a time portal from 86. It's insane. It's just...
Yeah, you do. Can I say something, McCone?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being honest?
Yep.
you don't look good. It looks ridiculous. When you go outside, it's like, you look like a fucking nerd. Like, no, but not the candy.
Right. Yeah. Nerd's candy.
The colors of the candy. Yeah, you do. Not even a nerd. You
know what I mean? Yeah, you're not even cool enough to be a nerd.
Nerd, yeah, yeah. You're the nerd candy. It's like, these are colors that are so unnatural, and they don't even look good.
I love you, man. You look
good. I love you, too, but is that what the kids are doing?
So...
Rocket money, y'all.
Hey, y'all,
you gotta save money. And I've been bleeding money. You know why I bleed money? Because I have so many subscriptions.
So many subscriptions that you forgot about. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? These two guys included. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had, I don't know, like two or three subscriptions. And by the way, had like 10, had no idea. I couldn't believe when they showed me I was paying for nonsense. And Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps.
I like how they have a dashboard that shows you the monthly spending compared to last month. You can clearly see your spending habits. They create a custom budget if you need that and help you get your spending back on track. Rocket Money, by the way, has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/badfriends.
That's rocketmoney.com/badfriends. rocketmoney.com/badfriends.
Morgan and Morgan.
Ow.
Oh, my back.
Ow.
I questioned you. My back, too.
Yeah, my back.
You guys, if you're...
My arm.
All right, so in this situation, you know, what are you going to do, bud?
I don't know. What do I do?
You go to Morgan & Morgan. Call Morgan & Morgan.
Oh, wow.
Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers with over $20 billion recovered for over 500,000 clients. Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation.
Well, wow, that's crazy because I would imagine submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. I bet, you know, it's like rocket science is hard, but submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy.
Yeah, it's like... You know, using fusion reactors in the sky to grab absorption for oxygen is hard, but submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy.
If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law, #529 from your cell phone.
That's forthepeople, F-O-R, thepeople.com/badfriends or #law, #529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
This was actually like.
He has like a 20-minute explanation.
Yeah. I wanted to buy this when I was in like middle school, but like.
By
this
what?
Is like old Tyler the Creator shit, but I couldn't afford that back when I was like in middle school or high school. So now I was just like, you know what? I know it's very loud, but you know, live that out.
Come over here. I want to see your whole outfit.
God, you're such a wiener.
What a wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your outfit is screaming right now.
I gave you that jacket.
Also, but it blends in exactly with the show. Look at where we are.
You did great.
I think I blend in more with the show than you do.
Whoa.
Defensive.
Careful. Go sit back in the booth before you get assaulted.
So he's just, I've been gone for 3 months, so he just disrespects you like that?
100%. He does it all the time. It's nonstop.
Wow. I can't believe how things have changed around here.
No, you have no idea. I literally just got so angry. Like, I haven't been that angry. I'm not kidding you.
Why are you
like
just internalizing
years.
It? Usually you just
I didn't know what to do. I was like, am I gonna go to prison right now? Dude, he literally crossed the line.
He does it all the time.
His tone.
If you stabbed him, you wouldn't even see the blood on that outfit.
Wow. Wow. You know what? I am gonna dictate my behavior based on your behavior.
Me?
Not you. Oh. I know I was looking at you. I'm sorry.
What did I do?
You're the only bright spot in the room. That's why I can only look at you, Jess.
Let's show off your tattoos. That's what I really want to see.
Okay.
Show off the tats. It's new tats. We haven't even talked about
it. So I got this one.
Comedy Store.
The Comedy Store one.
Such a good. It's actually so cool. It's like Fine Needle, right?
Fine Needle.
I love that.
And I got this Mad TV one.
It's me. He got me on his arm.
Yeah. And the next three I'm going to get. Is I'm going to get a Bad Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to get an Arsenal one.
Dope.
Yeah.
Are you going to get the cannon?
Yeah, the cannon. Yeah. And then I'm going to get a tiger belly.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's it.
Well, let me say this. Do you know the name of the Mad TV character? I'd be interested to know. Who knows in this room? Without looking it up, raise your hand. Hold on.
No, no, don't say it out loud.
Don't say it out loud. Do you know?
I thought I did, but now I can't think.
It's a...
It's three. Well, it's a...
Two words and a...
A-E-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know it, McCone? You do?
Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman.
Alfred E. Newman.
Do you know the history behind Alfred E. Newman?
I mean, like, I know, like, the Mad Magazine, and he was originally, like, a one-off character, and then quickly into the magazine, like, 10 or so years into the initial run of the magazine, it became, like, the forefront, and they put him up for president every year until the elections got too ridiculous.
Do you know why the name Alfred E. Newman? Do you know why the name Alfred
E. Newman? I don't even know.
Do you guys know? Mm-mm. Look it up.
I feel like you don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know either.
Just tell us. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. You tell us.
Maybe he doesn't know.
Hey, no, don't look it up. You tell us, you fuckface. I don't like the games you play.
Hey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I knew it, dude. Now look it up. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I caught you, dude.
The precise origin. Among the earliest images advertised for Almore's Mince Meat. So it was based on someone. Look at those images they pulled from.
So dope.
That one on the right, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah, that's you.
That's 100% me. Fancy, fuck you.
Wait, 1908, what?
Yeah, 1908, and Antique Mania tablet calendar.
Wow. So the character goes that far, huh?
Well, it's based on those.
Oh.
Yeah, me worry, why? I buy auto parts from James Evans. Right, so look, that was another ad from 1930 they pulled from. It's because Alfred E. Newman used to have a phrase that said, me worry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
So they kind of bit that. So they stole that from the 50s, from another campaign.
Wow.
So he was stolen. So this is you're rocking stolen valor tattoo right now.
Yeah.
Stolen valor. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I never asked when I was on the show
what it was about or what it meant.
Yeah, because...
New Boy, 1894.
Wow.
What's the good of anything? Nothing. I got to tell you, that looks exactly like me as a kid.
Yeah. You're Alfred E. Newman, dude.
Whoa.
I wish.
Do the smile. That's the guy, dude.
If I had a gap in my front teeth, it'd be exactly like me.
Mm.
Me worry. Yeah, his catchphrase is what? Me worry? It's really funny. And they used to say that on the magazine. What? Me worry? Question mark?
Mm. I liked the back of the magazine where you had the match, the thing, the folding paper.
I like that. Yeah, that was very cool.
That was fun.
Do you remember Mad Magazine? Do you ever have it?
It was like, as a little girl, too much.
Yeah, it was too.
What?
Gross. I don't know. I never got into it as a little girl.
Mm.
The name Alfred E. Newman derived from the comedian Henry Morgan's Here's Morgan radio series on Mutual, ABC, and NBC. Character on the show, the name, the reference to the composer Alfred Newman, who scored many films and composed the familiar fanfare that accompanies 20th Century Fox's opening film logo. Wow, the guy that's in... That's MGM.
Oh, sorry, my bad. My bad, the lion.
No, that's good.
But that was dead on lion, though.
That was very good.
Yeah.
I want to get my tattoo. I'm sad you went without me. We had this whole thing you guys said when I did the podcast. If we get you to 100,000 followers, we're all getting tattoos. And then you guys backed out immediately.
You have 100,000 followers now?
Way over.
And Vegas, I was trying to get because of you. You created a monster, man.
Well, when you get to 1 million, we'll get tattoos.
Yeah,
believe you.
No, well, that one I promise.
You know when I was proud of you though.
When
last week, you had to follow. It was hard hitters. It was Thursday night.
That was hard.
It was me.
Roy Wood Jr.
Roy.
I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, I love him.
So funny.
He's so funny.
And then Attell did a pop in.
Yeah, right before I went on.
Right. So then you went up, and I watched maybe 3 minutes of your set. And you were fighting.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
But you won. You beat him.
I held my own.
Yeah, I think you did.
But it was tough.
It was incredible.
He called me. He goes, how was your set? I go, longest 15 minutes of my life.
It's good. I like those nights.
Yeah.
We all need those nights.
But anyway, I was proud of you.
Thanks, Bobby. That means the world to me.
I think you need those 15 minutes. I think you need those nights. Like when I first got passed, I remember those nights. They were tough. I hated doing them sometimes because you were just... you're trudging through the mud. Sometimes you think, man, but then when it finally starts to flip consistently, something happens.
Mm.
I always say, it reminds me of like learning to ski or snowboard. It's like oddly impossible when you first start doing it. You're like, why am I falling? Like, I know how to not fall. What the fuck am I doing? And then something flips, something weird flips where you gain so much confidence in learning how to be on your edges that you're like, oh, that's okay. Yeah. I'm not going to fall. It doesn't matter.
The same point about ice skating. Because when I... What?
I don't know why that made me laugh.
He was a champion ice skater. Don't do that.
No, no. But I was on the... You know, I was been on a bunch of ice hockey teams.
Triple X holder. Oh! A triple X hole! That was your name on the ice.
First of all, Korean...
Triple X hole!
Yeah, but Koreans rip it in the Olympics with ice skating.
With what? What event? Not the speed.
Remember
skating.
That Korean girl that won the gold? The Korean lady?
Yeah. And
her. Look at how emotional she is.
I love watching ice.
Look at that face. There are no more ice. That's what that face is.
That's just her face.
Oh.
That's when it's just, it's just cold in there.
Yeah.
She's shivering.
Yeah. She's freezing. The poor girl.
But even look, can I go back to my? I hadn't ice skated in like 25 years, and then once I hit the rink, I just knew how to do it.
Oh yeah, right.
Once you learn it, it's just in your, like riding a bike, it's just ingrained into your thing. But like, you know, when you're learning something new, especially at my age now, it's just, yeah, fuck it.
I'd like to say it's also like riding a bicycle. Because I rode a bicycle for a long time and I took a lot of time
off. I just said it. What's going on?
You know what it's kind of like with stand-up? It's kind of like riding a bike.
Kind of.
A BMX bike. It's kind of like riding a BMX bike with pegs.
Yeah, except you're sitting down.
Yeah, of course. Except you're not standing up. Sometimes, yeah. It's crazy.
I have no idea what's going on.
I had a great time in Houston. Shout out to Houston. Had a great time down there in Houston. And then they took me to one of the local stand-up spots. And boy, oh boy, Houston knows how to get down.
You know what do you
mean?
They
have like the strip of cars where people just show off their cars and shit.
Mm.
And they were like bumping with like LED lights underneath. One dude had his trunk open. And I'm not kidding. He had a fucking...
Let me guess.
Huh?
He had a bunch of families in there.
Yeah, he was taking... Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, he was taking them to...
Sweet potatoes.
Right, yeah.
He's selling sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, yeah.
Okay, what else?
Like that. So the dude had in the back of his trunk, I'm not kidding. It said, pull me over. I'm not kidding. Pull me over.
Haunting the cops.
Yeah. And by the way, in the back, look in the back. So some of them have speakers. This guy had a fucking diorama of like the city of Houston.
Wow.
He had like the cityscape in the back of his trunk.
Wow.
But it said, pull me over. And I thought, I was asking the local comics. I was like, so these guys just ride around like this. They don't get in trouble at all. He's like, nah, the cops know that they might have guns too. So they don't even want to pull them over. I was like, that's so funny.
That's
in
odd.
LA, they'd get pulled over in seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it's illegal to cruise on Sunset. Do you know that?
They what just do you mean? They just reinstated it.
Again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, but dude, do you remember back in the day? Dude, you just brought me back, dude. Back in the day at the store when I was young, right? There was cruising. There was people with those kind of cars.
Yeah.
A bunch of chicks. You know what I mean? Players. Yo, what's up? Player.
Yeah, players.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, yeah. Is that player, Bobby?
What's up, Doogie Doogie?
Doogie Doogie.
Yeah, what's up? I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah, Doogie Doogie.
But yeah, rise. You got to rise.
Got to rise up.
You rise up, dude, and take your chance.
But you're not allowed to cruise anymore on Sunset.
It's crazy. There's no more cruising.
If they...
Sorry.
How do you, they know if you're... like?
If they see you pass by the same point...
Look, you don't know the difference between regular riding and cruising?
Well, if I got pulled over for cruising, I'd be like, I just missed my turn.
Yeah, but then you're not cruising.
Yeah, you're not.
You know when you're cruising
You sound like a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pull over. Let me see your license and registration.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know that you're cruising when you're cruising.
No, I'm driving.
No,
I'm
you're
not
cruising. You're definitely cruising, young lady. Give me your license and registration.
I will comply, officer, but I'm just driving to work.
I'm his new partner.
Oh, God.
We see you cruising around here and you're bubbly cooking. Piggly popping out to all your friends. You're going to prison.
My last accent wasn't real. This is my gun now.
Can I see your badges?
Yeah.
So.
They're up our ass.
You know the difference between cruising and riding?
No.
Cruising is like this, dog. No, I tell you about.
Cruise it, baby.
Yeah, you want me to cruise?
Dude, the lower they get. Dude. Hey, Boto. I'm cruising. What's up, dog? And then, yeah, that's when you get pulled over. When you get too low.
Too low.
They can't see you.
That's good.
Yeah, dude.
No cruising. Two times past the same point within 6 hours.
That's insane.
That's way too specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what if you went and got food and came back?
We can't do that. That's cruising.
These laws are out of control.
You got to go around, man.
You have to learn to cruise, dude.
Can we cruise?
Yeah, we can cruise, dude.
We got to get the right car, but we can cruise.
Let's cruise in Ontario.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the cruising zone ends is really nice. Mm-hmm. Cruising is also another word in the gay community, cruising.
When you're what is it? Tell me.
You're going fishing for dick. Carlos knows.
In parks.
Yeah, like, cruising for sex. There it is. Wikipedia's got it, dude. Even the wiki knows.
Let me ask you something. If I'm in a park late at night, it's not known for cruising, but can I find cruising?
My guess would be every park late at night is known
There's
for cruising.
There's a section of cruising.
There's got to be cruising everywhere.
Right. Is there a noise you make?
When you're cruising?
Well, when you're dick cruising, is there a noise you make?
Carlos, do the noise. When you're dick cruising in a park.
Yeah, you just... You like walk up to like a tree with like a bush around it, and you just go.
Oh, you clear your throat?
Yeah, but
you need the throat to be clear.
Oh, that's where that song comes from. Let me clear my throat. Someone give me a big black dick. Someone give me that big black dick. By the way, I used to live across the street from the Circus of Books, and they called that Vaseline Alley.
Oh, I know.
Back in the day.
Whoa.
Vaseline Alley.
That's where it was. Circus of Books.
That was number one for cruising.
That's a great cruising.
Because hold on, across the street from Circus of Books used to be a bar that was called The Gold, come on.
The Gold Punch.
What is it, Carlos? You know.
Room.
No, but it was the main club in front of Vaseline Alley. And and sometimes I would walk down that street to get to the improv.
Ooh!
What, baby?
I don't know.
Gold Coast.
Yeah, oh. What about this place? On Santa Monica Boulevard.
The amount of times I've seen guys getting their dick sucked in that alley walking home from the improv at night, I'm not kidding, uncountable.
Do you ever see, Carlos, on Santa Monica Boulevard?
The Starbucks, that one? That's a cruising spot?
633.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dude, we got to go there. But on Santa Monica Boulevard, right by the store on Santa Monica Boulevard, right? There's a French place.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The one next to 7-Eleven and...
Yeah, it's like a French place. I never knew what was there. It wasn't a restaurant.
Holloway and La Cienega.
Yeah, but what was that place?
What do you mean? Still there? I used to eat brunch there.
Don Barris goes there all the time.
Oh, that's food?
It's a great food
spot. Oh, I thought it was a fucking cruising spot.
Well, we could turn it into one.
Yeah.
I like
Let's go back. My bad.
I like that this was called Gay Bucks. That Starbucks was Gay Bucks.
Yeah, Gay Bucks. Okay, give me number
three. It's also the currency they accepted.
Really?
24-hour fitness. That is so obvious. The one on Santa Monica. Yeah. I mean, when you drive on Santa Monica, you can look up and see people getting their cock sucked on the treadmill.
Home Depot.
That's impressive.
If you want Mexicans.
Walking on their knees.
Hey, have you cruising over here, man? Do you want
Runyon Canyon?
You want me to fix something or?
Yeah. Are you cruising? Yeah.
Runyon. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I go there all the time.
Never seen it.
That's also true. You do go there to cruise. Target.
What Target?
For sure, the one on Santa Monica in La Brea. Oh, Studs Theater. That was the porno. It's gone. Rest in peace, Studs. Wow. They closed it down.
Yeah.
You know, I used to lie to people when they came into town and took them past. There used to be a bar over there called Lubitsch, a Russian bar. And Studs is right like down the street from it. And when we were going there, if we parked and walked, I'd always be like, you know, that's the theater where they caught Pee Wee Herman. Everybody believed it. It was in Florida or some shit like that. But everyone was like, that's the one. So it got passed around.
That's where we met, by the way, Bar Lubitsch.
You and me?
Yeah.
At the show in the back?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah, yeah.
That was the first time I met you?
You, me, and Brent Weinbach.
Man. I love Weinbach.
He's so funny.
He's
really funny.
Wait, me, you, Brent Weinbach.
I don't, maybe TJ Miller.
Yeah, Miller. That sounded familiar. Mm-hmm. The Pavilions.
Which one?
Oh my
Robertson.
Gosh.
Yeah, the Robertson. Yeah, that
wow.
Makes, yeah, that makes sense. Vaseline Alley. There
you,
it is.
You know Vaseline Alley.
Told you, bro. Told you. I had a membership for a couple months, but.
You did.
Wow.
If you're not sucking enough, they kick you out. The Troll Coast instead of the Gold Coast. And the Mold Coast, primarily to its aging clientele. The Mold Coast.
Can I ask the etiquette of cruising, though? May I? So you must know, Carlos. I'm in Vaseline Alley, right? Let's suppose I'm walking down Vaseline Alley.
Well, you're kind of sliding.
I'm
down.
Sliding.
Yeah,
for,
you're slip
right.
sliding.
And do what? What do I do? Do I go, look at a guy and go, huh?
No.
I imagine you could just be very.
Or do you just pull it out? Like, I don't know what you do.
I don't.
Hello. Hello.
I don't think you have to be coy in Vaseline
it's not,
Alley.
It's not a stand-up set.
Oh.
You wow. just pull it out like that. You wow. just clear your throat.
This dude is.
Dude, honestly, let's get. This is what. I know what this is.
What is it?
It's a resentment he has.
Why?
I don't know why. That's why I want to get to the root of it, because there's a resentment that he has, and it's coming out in this way.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's an anger. So I want to get to the root of it, because this is going to start a war.
Yeah.
This is, you know.
I agree.
Yeah, this is end game here. So what is the anger?
On my birthday, you chose everybody but me as your, I was your less favorite people, basically.
Yeah, I also said, though, that it's a hard choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said it was really hard.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
How do you,
man.
You know?
I also said it was a hard choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. Okay. I apologize.
It wasn't, I would say it was like, yeah, like they ran away with it. Mm. I mean, there was definitely some, like, you know, I was, you know, weighing the fucking in my head. But you know what? I think the truth be told, I probably love you more than I love McCone.
Okay. I take it back.
DraftKings! NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA.
Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists?
That's right, man. You got your stats. You can pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Yeah.
I put down a little Pick 6 on Anthony Davis, AD of the Los Angeles Lakers, and he grabbed enough rebounds to get me the money that I wanted. Look, you're not guaranteed to win, but it's fun to play and try. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code BADFRIENDS and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code BADFRIENDS.
Gary Bird.
The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. How have the shows been on the road, Jess?
great. I headlined 13 shows this year already.
Right.
Lucky 13.
Wonderful.
And then all your spots. It's been cool seeing people show up. And I got that Netflix thing in May 11th. Only a few tickets left, too. It's in
That's
May.
Amazing.
It's already almost sold out. I
Netflix
can't believe it.
Is a joke.
Yeah. That's the name of it.
Oh, sorry. Where are you performing?
The Belly Room.
It's your own show?
It's my own show. It's already almost sold out.
They should. Can they add another one?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's...
Can we open?
I thought about it. I thought about doing all the people I've opened for, open for me.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, why can we open?
Why can't
for you?
We open?
Yeah, oh no, I didn't think you would be interested.
Well, I mean, we didn't get asked. So.
I barely hear from you guys these days, so I was.
Well, you're too famous. You're fucking bigger than.
I did get invited to Soho House.
Whoa!
Which one? The one in Hollywood?
I think so.
West Hollywood, I mean.
I think so.
Beverly Hills, West.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
And what was the circumstances?
Met them at the Comedy Store. They were like, gave me their emails, and they said, anytime you want to go, just let us know.
Was it representatives of Soho House?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Carlos, I do belong?
To Soho House?
Yeah.
No.
You belong, right, Carlos? Mm-hmm. Can you get me in?
Yeah.
They let him belong to it.
Yeah.
I think
you're
fine.
Yeah, but you know how much it would hurt if I got denied?
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't get denied? What are you talking about? You just walk up. I've never been a member. I've been in there fucking 300 times.
Yeah, me too.
I just walk in.
Yeah.
They don't say anything.
What time do they close Soho House?
I don't know.
1, 2-ish.
They don't say anything. They don't care. If
yeah,
you're
you
there, they
do
know
drugs
you've...
there. It's fine.
Mm.
But I'm saying if you know how to get into the park there, to get to the door, they assume you know what you're doing.
I'll get you in.
Whoa,
dude. Why haven't you joined?
Soho House?
Yeah.
I live in the fucking Valley.
Me too.
Well, I don't want to go. It's in Beverly Hills. I don't go down there.
Do they have one in the Valley?
No, of course not.
Oh,
downtown.
Damn.
Yeah, they do have one in the Valley, actually.
Really?
They do have a secret Soho House.
The Where is it?
They do have a secret Soho house.
Yeah, where is it?
I don't know if I should tell.
All right.
Are you allowed to know?
Tim Dillon's house?
Yeah, that's the other Soho.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a Soho house.
Any interest of dating anybody? Or?
Oh, what's going on in the dating scene?
I really want to be in a relationship, but I feel like I have no time to explore that. Like, I do single different than Bobby.
I don't know. You guys probably do it kind of the same.
But you're not doing...
You jump on Raya, fly someone in, pay thousands of dollars to host them. You do that, don't you?
Yeah, it's not sexy when you're doing that for a man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the other way, does it?
Not for me.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
Well, let's bring up the Hollywood curtain again and see.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Is that a bad? Am I a... That's a not an insult. Do you get on Raya and fly girls in from other places? It's not even invasive. It's like a fucking common knowledge.
I have before. But I don't want it out there.
Okay, dude.
What is going on with Bob?
Cut it out. Go ahead, cut it out.
No, keep it in.
No, it's fine. I just don't. I think that's not like an offensive or a mean or rude thing.
No, I think it's awesome and hot. If I were the girl, I'd be like, that's awesome. I need to find a guy.
I've done it a couple times in my lifetime. Let's just say that. And, yeah. And I'm asking you because when you were up on stage Thursday night, up there.
There was two dudes with hard-ons on in the back.
Yeah. And that was sitting in the booths in the back. And behind me, you know who was watching you with loving in his eyes?
Oh, he told me, yeah.
Wait, who?
My ex.
Yeah. Oh, this is sad.
No, I looked around, I looked at him, and he was, I swear to God, this is what his face was. Oh.
Yeah, that's karma coming at you.
It's not karma.
I wanted
that to happen. No, it's okay. We'll clean it later.
You know why he was looking
that? He was doing this, so he has arms stretched out like this on the thing, right? You're on stage that way, right? And he was doing this.
Know why, right?
Why?
He's a huge Dave Attell fan.
Oh, yeah.
This is he was not on stage.
No, he came running into the room because they said Dave Attell was there.
He's fine.
Compliment him while he's doing it.
I like that we're all quiet.
Anyway.
No, but so seriously, you're not on the apps or none of that shit?
No, I don't know how to find somebody because I work a lot. Like I went to a party, but it was like a work party. So that was the first time I went outside of a work environment in so long. So I'm just
Fuck! Sunday at the Andes?
Yeah.
I was invited. I forgot about it.
What was there?
That's crazy you know about the party. I didn't think you would go to that.
The employee party?
It was a birthday party. It was like 10 people at birthday.
Wellington.
Yeah, she turned 40.
Yeah.
It was a great party. Everybody dressed up. I dressed up as Debbie Harry.
Oh, that's cool.
Everyone thought I was Taylor Swift.
And there was no guy there that you went, ooh la la.
No, because I work with all of them. And yeah. I'm not doing that.
What when you're on the road?
So when I'm on the road, there's been a couple guys in like the meet and greet that'll be like, can I take you out for a drink? But it feels weird because I've just, it's like they know about me, but I don't know anything about them.
I mean, that's how it works.
That is how it works.
Is it though? Because like now I'm I don't know these people.
I know, but when you become more known, that's part of it.
It just feels weird they know more about me than I know.
Then you know what you do? Yeah. It's an old trick in the book. You may not know. You ask questions.
You get to know them.
Like, what do you do? How
you're like
your
teaching an autistic kid to have a date.
It feels so awkward.
Ask questions, buddy.
You ask questions, buddy.
That's how you learn.
Yeah. Can I just say this? It's not wrong to get some side dick.
Yeah, but also, okay, that's a good point. I feel a lot of pressure to go on a date.
Right, that's in a book somewhere.
That is in some book.
Yeah.
Maybe in that Cruising 101 Vaseline Alley book.
Yeah.
Is there pressure? Because if I go on a date, they're going to want to have sex, but maybe I don't want to have sex.
Lay that out forward. Go, look, I'm not interested in sleeping with someone, but I am down to hang out with you.
Just say that up top?
Absolutely.
But even if you did like the guy, right, you have a couple of drinky drinks, right? And you're like, yeah, I want to make out with this guy. There's nothing wrong with that.
And you're also still not obligated to do shit.
Yeah.
You just tell him, look, I'm not going to sleep with you.
I wish you guys could come with me.
We will. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Just over your shoulder. We're like, she's not going to fuck you, man.
People don't realize that it's in that relationship for 5 years. And I've just been working my ass off, like, in stand-up, like, head to the ground, like, hustling. So I have so out of touch.
Yeah, but you deserve to enjoy that stuff, too. You deserve to get...
It doesn't have to mean anything. It can just be fun.
Yeah. Maybe
that's what my therapist says.
Yeah, you're allowed to have fun.
She's like, you're allowed to have fun in life.
Maybe I'll do the app. The app sounds scary. Like, I'll just meet up with somebody in a random place.
That's in an alley?
Carlos does that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You can meet them at a police station or a firehouse.
That sounds so lame.
Good advice, dude.
Also, you know what?
What?
With someone like you, right, you could be in the power position.
I don't want to be there. But wait, go on.
And you could have a guy that you're attracted to who's a great guy, great ethics, value, morals, great job, all the things, but likes to follow in your footsteps and doesn't need to be the center of attention, and you're that person. He could be supportive of you, and then you get great dick on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of want someone like... I watched Goodfellas recently.
Oh.
Yeah, I want like a mafia guy who has connections, and like I want a powerful man in my relationship.
You want a guy that owns a sandwich shop in New Jersey, huh?
Yeah.
Carmine.
You wanna go in? I don't want to date a pussy, you know?
What are you talking about?
Let's not talk about.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Hey, forget about it.
Hey, forget about this lady over here.
That's what he says
So anyway,
that's what he says after.
You're allowed to
comes
have fun.
Too fast.
Forget about it.
Forget about
it. Hey, forget about it.
It's $100.
Take a walk, huh?
Go shopping.
Hey, go shower, bitch. Don't tell anybody I came too fast.
Insecure gangster.
Don't tell anybody that I pre-came.
Can we get what you're looking for here? Like, can we check off this list? What are you looking for here?
I want somebody not in comedy, but...
Okay. Oh, that you hear what she just said?
What?
Doesn't want a Jewish person. That's what she just said.
Yeah.
None of us are Jewish.
Racist.
You don't want a Jewish person.
None of us are Jewish. No, but somebody...
As far as you know.
Who makes as much money as me or more.
Jew.
Yeah.
So now you want a Jew.
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
Well, you mix it against her.
No, she said as much money as her or more.
Yeah.
Right.
So like half Jewish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like dad's Jewish, mom's not.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Not a real Jew.
What else?
That they're like, they can fight. Why do you make that face? That's a good quality to
I don't know why you need that.
Yeah, I want to feel protected.
Yeah, but what if they just have a gun?
Yeah, what if I have mace?
I don't want to go on a date in this guy.
What if I have the rape whistle?
It's so funny that I said gun, he said mace.
Oh.
Why?
That's just such an extreme difference.
I know, but you want to murder. I just want to like
I don't want to murder.
Deter.
Shoot him in the knees.
You know like Jake Gyllenhaal in Southpaw?
Yeah.
In what?
Southpaw.
Can I get that?
Yeah, you can't. No
can't
chance.
You can't get
My
that.
My standards are too high.
No.
That's a really, because he is, that's like top of the line, Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's so...
Look at the guy.
Roadhouse.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He's great in that.
That's all I want.
Yeah, that's...
You're not going to get that.
Simple pimple stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to get that. Roadhouse. Look at that. Wow. That's what you want?
Yeah, of course. And you know what you're going to get?
He's not interested.
You know what you're really going to get?
You're going to get Stavros.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, he can fight. There.
That's it.
He can fight, though.
He can fight.
And he's got a...
Yeah.
He looks mafia.
Yeah.
Not Italian.
It's like the Roadhouse photo, but like stretched out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like panoramic Roadhouse.
Maybe if I squint my eyes.
Yeah.
Like if a skinny guy got a tattoo of Jake Gyllenhaal and then he got fat, that would be the tattoo. That'd be the tattoo.
Yeah. So you're looking for a guy that can fight, a guy that has more money or as much money as you.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't want to be like the power dynamic. I don't like to be the more...
You don't want to pay for someone else. You want someone to pay for you?
Yeah. And if they're getting a bond,
what if I'm a guy that says...
An independent person.
What if I'm a guy that says, yo, fuck art.
This is one of the cruising guys?
Yeah. He's just like, fuck Basquiat, man. I fucking hate art. Yeah. Is that a problem?
Well, no.
Okay.
Because then I could do my own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And man, you know, I hate food.
What do you eat?
Oh, I met this guy.
Yeah, you've heard him. You know this guy.
Hey,
I've never heard Bobby say that.
Yeah.
No.
This is not me. I love food in my body. I love food. Yeah. But I hate food. Like, you know, I got to eat.
Bullshit.
Oh, you know who did say that the other day?
Who?
Mark Smalls. He hates the art of eating.
Look at him. Malnutrition.
I know.
I don't trust that at all.
Yeah, don't call
me.
Yeah.
Hate food.
Yeah. He doesn't. He eats.
Just plays Warzone all day.
Yeah, he thinks it's a waste of time.
You can only say that. It's a first world country problem.
Yeah.
I
so do you
hate food?
Do you, a guy that doesn't like food eats it because he has to survive, but doesn't like flavors or great restaurants?
So, what about a guy that never wants to go out to eat ever? Okay. Only does home cooked meals. Refuses to go out.
That's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if he's got a nice pipe and he knows how to fight, and he makes a lot of money?
We'll eat at home.
No. Yeah.
What about one of those fools that do meal preps? So I know people that go, yeah, I buy a bunch of chicken, a bunch of rice, and I just cook it at one time.
And they save it.
And this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Does that guy bother you?
If I wanted that, I'd be a lesbian and just get a housewife.
Okay.
Okay, so that's up to you.
You guys are asking me about dating, like how you would want a woman.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
No, we're just saying, like, what would be the flaw that you'd be okay with that's weird, like that? Like, it's a little strange, but it's not that big of a deal.
It wouldn't be like, I would end the date immediately if he's like, I loved a meal prep.
What if he was really handsome and cool, but he smoked crack? But he made a lot of fucking money. And
Yeah.
And he had a nice dick, but he smoked rocks.
Yeah. He's not an addict.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. He just casually smoked.
Yeah. He's a casual. No, there could be a guy.
You think there's a casual crackhead?
Yeah, a casual crackhead. I only do it on weekends. And I only do it with my friends.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Saturdays, Sunday nights.
I never smoke alone.
Yeah, you never smoke alone. Friday and Saturdays, right? Okay. Him and his buddies, they'll watch a game.
Smoke crack.
And smoke crack together.
Yeah.
But a Monday through Friday, I mean, just during the days, he goes to his fucking, he works at, you know.
An insurance company.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's an insurance broker. He works for Allstate.
Well, I've always wanted to try crack, so.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Have you never tried it?
No.
Have
you tried it? I don't think so.
Have I tried crack? No, man.
That's not an insane question, man.
Most people haven't tried crack.
I've smoked cocaine.
That's crack.
That's close.
That's close.
That's pretty close.
But it didn't look like crack. And it was like $80.
Give me the percentages of Americans that use crack.
Like, how would they even find them all to do this?
They're all lying. Yeah. Crack statistics. How come I couldn't be on this survey? Who uses crack cocaine?
Okay, that's not bad. That's statistic.
No crack. Yeah. I'm trying to be funny, but I would not want a crack user.
Okay.
So is that 97% of crack users are American?
God
is good.
This is the greatest country in the world.
Because we know what's good is.
Yeah, all those other fucking losers are
They
behind.
Don't know what it is.
Imagine if you introduced crack to like Japan. How much, it's like the cleanest place on earth.
Yeah.
It's already that way.
Yeah.
What would crack do?
It's just more efficient.
I mean...
No, crack doesn't make you. Crack's not like meth.
Yeah, but in Japan it would be.
In Japan it would be.
No, Japanese people on meth. What kind of technologies can they make?
We could go to the moon and back the same day.
They make that, you know, the Avengers Endgame. That little thing that they can go back in the past. They could probably make one.
They make that like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
give a Japanese guy Adderall. What's that old quote? Teach a Japanese guy how to fish.
He'll eat Adderall.
Build a time machine. What's that old quote? What are these statistics? 2022 was the highest use of crack in America.
Yeah, it's like 5.7.
We're back, baby. There was a dip. Oh, man. There was a dip.
COVID.
Yeah, a dip in COVID. You couldn't get crack during COVID. Isn't that funny? That's why they did it. Try to stop the drug wars. They made everyone stay at home.
Wow.
Oh, Obama elected. Less black people smoking crack.
Oh.
2011.
Speaking of dip, I gotta bring it up. We have to stop smoking.
You both do. I've said that twice.
Why?
We have to do a pact. I feel
you,
like
you're the one that got me back on the road.
That's not fair to say that.
But it's true.
It's not true.
It's not fair, but true.
We would go on the road and Bobby would corner me and like hit me to give him cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And
No, you would go like this. Before your set, cigarette?
No, I would. That everyone.
And I'd be like, hey, you know, I quit.
I went weak.
One won't hurt. You said one won't hurt.
So are you saying, are you genuinely saying on the show right near right now that Jetski got you back on cigarettes?
I
can
unfair.
Say this for a fact. I can say this for a fact. No, but I can say that if she wasn't on the road with us, I wouldn't be smoking now.
Interesting.
That's why I'm quitting.
Yeah, yeah. So that, I can say that for a fact.
He would bully me for cigarettes. And
I wasn't bullying. No, dude, honestly, dude, let's be real.
It is real.
That's so insane that you would even say that.
It's true, though.
I had quit for 2 years.
It broke my heart to get
And I'm like, I'm sitting in my dressing room, and you would stick your fingers into the door with a cigarette.
Whoa. She would do that.
And go, woo-dee-woo.
I would blow the smoke in your face, but
yeah.
I didn't do that other stuff.
So, no, smoke, I'm going to die from lung cancer, and I hope you
corner me and be like, you're fired if you don't give me them. Like, it was...
My God, that's so insane that you would even say that.
It's true.
It's not true, you fucking bastard.
And then you say, I can handle it. I'll just
talk. Carlos, what do you remember?
I think he was with us in Vegas when we were outside.
Yeah, I remember it was concerning that you were smoking because I knew you quit for a while, but I do know that Jetski wouldn't just, like, offer you shit that she knew you quit.
Well, she was a supplier.
Yeah, but
hear that? That's the greatest thing you've ever said in your life. She was the supplier.
Right. No, it's a power dynamic issue.
It was.
It's not a power dynamic.
It was a literal quid pro quo.
It's a supplier.
If you don't give me a cigarette, you Jesse, don't work supplier. Anymore.
Sounds right.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You're without Bobby supply, then.
There's no means. Correct?
That's right.
Right?
Then I'm quitting, and I really hope you do it with me.
No.
I know you won't.
I'm lost in it now.
I know.
At 2 years.
The mortality of lung cancer are highest in Asia compared with Europe and USA, with incidence and mortality rates being 34.4 and 28.1 per 100,000, respectively, in East Asia. Asians be smoking. Asians be smoking.
I really, really tried to hide it from you and not give you them, just so you know. And I don't want to quit, but I know I have to.
What does that mean, that we get it more?
You get it at a higher ratio per 100,000 people, lung cancer, because many people in Asia smoke. I feel like it's normalized. Where America has flipped the last decade and made it the opposite. They've tried to denormalize smoking. That's why they took it out of restaurants. And around the world, tobacco products smoking vary in each country among different demographic groups. The countries with the highest prevalence of daily smokers are Kiribati, Nauru, and Papua New Guinea, where 35% or more of the population smoke.
May I ask a philosophical question?
Yeah.
How's today's podcast going?
I've had a really good time.
Me too.
I like, you know, it's just good to be back with the gang.
This is the gang, right?
And when I was in Houston alone, I felt a little sad.
I knew you would.
I missed the gang a little
bit. I know you would.
You know what's so funny about the road at night? Same thing that we had. I brought Mike Falzone down there. You know Falzone. Mm-hmm. And it was great. We were writing together and stuff. And like, you're writing and you're working, and I'm working on this hour. And then at night in the hotel, there are those moments when I'm like staring at the stuff and going over all the shit and re-listening to the shows. I think that's the hardest part that people don't know. Performing, all that stuff, most fun. Hardest part is like tinkering, retooling. It's almost like when you build a paper airplane when you're a kid and the first one's fucking dog shit. And then somebody teaches you how to do like the other flap and you're like, whoa, how do you do that? And then you keep doing it until you start to really figure it out. But sometimes the tinkering that's the hardest shit.
Yeah.
Especially when you feel like it's not. He's like, why the fuck isn't that flying? I don't even understand.
I can sell something if I know it's going to work.
Right.
But when I'm iffy about it, the confidence is like 50% less. I say it not meekly, but I say it in a not in the way I would normally deliver something.
Well, yeah, the audiences have gotten smart. They know that you're not all the way in, so they can feel it when you say something.
But also the wording. Sometimes like, oh my, I think I fucked up the wording. Oh, once right. I know something works, I know the beats and all that stuff. But sometimes I'll see the setup of it and I'll go, oh, that's completely wrong.
Right, it feels.
You know what I mean? And now when I do the funny part, it's just going to not make sense or, you know what I mean? I hate it.
But that's the tooling that's kind of the most fun.
But I do.
What is this? Thailand passes bill to legalize same-sex marriage. So.
Finally.
Wait a minute. It was illegal in Thailand?
Yeah.
Isn't that the spot to go get Thai boys and all have that crazy deviant fun?
Yeah, like in one neighborhood probably.
Wait, but in the. But it's
probably
in Bangkok.
They legalized weed before same-sex marriage.
It's the first Southeast Asian nation to guarantee the marriage rights for gay and lesbian.
That's great. It's the beginning.
Is that now? That just happened now?
Yeah.
So ladyboys are chill, but gay marriage is not chill.
It's only fun if it's illegal.
Jesus.
No, let that sink in.
Yeah, we'll put that on your tombstone.
It's only fun when it's illegal. And then as soon as they legalize.
Your Honor, his last words. Where it's only fun if it's illegal.
Isn't that the point of that going to Thailand?
Of getting ladyboys? No, I think that's a lot of people that have these repressed feelings about having sex with trans women or men and don't want to fucking come clean about how they feel, so they go there to be like, well, it's you know, it's a thing here, but they're just afraid of how they feel.
If they wanted to do it, you know, out loud, they just do it here.
No, but they don't.
It's a thing here.
But they're repressed, so they go there because they feel like that's like a pass. It's like a pass. They don't want to do it here because they don't want to. And I feel like so many people that go over there that get ladyboys, they're married. Yeah. I feel like that's married dudes go there to do that.
Yeah.
Because if you're single, you could just do sneak it here. If you're single, you wanted a ladyboy here, you could just get one here.
Right, Carlos?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Have you been to Bangkok, Carlos, and done that thing?
No, I haven't.
Would you go get a ladyboy?
No, I'm not. It's like so borderline like sex trafficky to me that I don't want to go over there.
Get a lady man.
Yeah, get a lady man.
Get a lady man.
Here in L.A.?
No.
I would do it
he's
in
like
LA.
Right now, tonight.
Not a lady boy,
so
get a lady man.
So
I wouldn't go to Thailand.
You're bisexual.
Bobby, and you're not?
Wow, interesting.
No, I'm not.
No, it's all on a spectrum, and I think we're like on that spectrum right next to each other.
I'm not on the spectrum, man.
Is Carlos hitting on Bobby?
Yeah. You guys are on
I did say...
We'd be a good couple.
I mean, I...
Oh, no,
I do
nice butt.
Okay.
You do like my ass.
Your ass is, I'm gonna say about your ass. Probably the best ass I've had, men and women.
Mm.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your ass is.
Yeah, man, you're not on that spectrum. You guys are on that spectrum. I'm driving by.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm cruising.
You're cruising.
No, let me ask.
I'm cruising.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
Seen his butt?
I mean, it, just in his pants, yeah.
No, look at the bare ass. Dude, no.
All right, show it. Go stand in the hallway there so I can see it.
Okay.
I'll judge.
It's like an optical illusion.
Turn around. Stay there. Jesse, close your eyes.
Yeah, stay over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
No.
Turn this way. Bend over. Spread it.
No, don't spread it. Please don't spread it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
you know what, can
it's
I be
a, it looks like
you?
A regular guy's butt.
Yeah, good.
Bobby,
that's good.
Do you like that when he shakes?
Oh my God, I love it.
This is what Dan Snyder did in that his writing room. This is where his writing room.
It gets weird.
We'll be right back, bad friends. After these commercials, and then we just get gacked. Nah, you got a regular guy's butt. I don't know. It looks like a guy's butt.
I think that's what Bobby likes.
Okay, anyway, thank you for being a bad friend.